mit der Mechoma bechad mahana kroi to meisti tzof mit der Mechoma. Rabbi Yehuda has to say to not be mabrut. Like what's the machlokes haradashim of here? For my commitment, the Gemara says, Tanakama, so what Tanakama holds, Tlosa kroi ksivi. First, we psukim by Kor Mishlamim, by Kochim Kalam. Chad le gufay de neboi pesach roi moid. One is the gufay, that you have to have pesach roi moid, could you only come on, shemain shem pesach, if there's no pesach, koidim shiyiftuch wad losses, meaning before they open up the doors, whereas for koidim shiyamdu halaviyam as ha mishkan, before the leviyam put up the mishkan, or if they took it down again, you can't shecht, whereas the kochim, a kochim kalim, has to only be the mokum, there is a pesach, or you may have to have the pesach there, the door has to be opened. That's the gufay. Chad le gufay, the niboy pesach roi moid. The chad le hach shit stodim, even the sides is also kosher. Rashi says, "Kol reichav azara, all the width of the azara is kosher." The Talmud do not say she naked a pesach only naked a pesach is kosher. Dafka, l'ochad therefore the ksiv lifnei v'lo ksiv pesach v'chol adre v'chlad lifnei. It's all v'chlad lifnei. That's the second person. V'chol achshet stadim v'chad lisol tzidet stadim, and the third person is the pasul the tzidet stadim. Rashi says it means going lishchayis. The Yafelei Tuchin is Kodesh Tzulos L'Shchita Spasol V'Shchita K'le Kamon, like we'll see later. The sides of the sides, that's Spasol V'Shchita. But it's Tzofen, it's a Kru'ah, and I need a Pasol to say Tzofen is Kosher. Because he says it's Kav V'Chaim Yalon out Tzofen. For Reb Lezer Tzofen, no, Reb Lezer holds Chad L'Gufay. One time it says in L'Gufay to teach us that you have to have a Pesach Ho'Yemoyim. Then you boy you pesach or you moit, like we just said. V'chad l'hach shit sofen. I need a special person to teach me that sofen is kosher for the shchit of kochim kalim. Because otherwise I would have thought to say it's possible. V'chad l'hach shit stodim. And the third person is to be matter even that stodim is also kosher. V'tzidot stodim l'yitzakru. He holds you do not need a posik for the tzidot stodim to say it's possible. I do not need a posik. So the maishnoch, I come over here to see Pesach Roi Moid, the Maish Nosim, it's that's the Machoikis. Where do we need the Posek for Tzibet Zdodim, or do we need the Posek for Tzofen? Abimur says, Maish Noch Akam over here, the Siddur Posek says, Pesach Roi Moid, for Maish Nosim, they're still with Neyoy Moid. So Mur says, to Maish Moid, could you teach us like Rabbi Yudhi, says, Oh, Maish Moil. Tell me, Rabbi Yudhi, Maish Moil, Shlomim Sheshochton, Koidim Sheyiftuchud Losas Eichol, Sulim. The Kol Mishlam of the Neidei Shchita, before they opened up the losses of the Hechel, Loch Ristakis Psulim. Shem Rapostik says, V'yishoch atu Pesach Hoyo Moi, Yitashek Tama Pesach Hoyo Moi, V'zman Shu Pesuach, V'loi V'zman Shu No, the limit is that the Pesach, the doors have to be open, and not if they're closed. See, if Yishoch the Kol Mishlamim, before the losses are open, that's a Psul, that passes the Korban. That's the Zerik, that's what it says, Pesach Hoyim Moed, that you have to have the Pesach has to be opened. So Moses says, Itmanam Muyuslan like this. Oma Maruk for Bachoma. Oma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanino. Shlomim Akobin Shlomim. Sheshoch Aton Kodim Sheyiftechud Losas Eichel. If you made the Shchit before they opened up the doors of the Eichel, Sulim, the Korban is Pesach. Shneam and the Pesach says, Sheshoch Ato Pesach Hoyim Moed. You have to shecht about the Pesach Hoyim Moed. Tudasim bizman she pesach eichel pesuach. Only when the doors of eichel is opened up. For lo bizman she know, and now when the doors are closed. Set to be it. But my Rav Amas noch, and it's something like this. Omer Rav Yaakov Bachoma. Omer Rav Ashi. Shlomim she shoch etem kredim she yiftachud nos as eichel psulim. According to Shlomim, the shechita was done before they opened up the doors as eichel, the korban is possible. Or the Mishkan, or by the Mishkan, Kredim Shiyamdu Leviyam Es HaMishkan. If they made a korban on the Shlita Shlomim before they put up the Mishkan, or else Liyacha Sheyifraku Leviyam Es HaMishkan, after the Leviyam took down the Mishkan, Psulim. Because the same thing, there's no Pesach Loyamayit. Someone says, Pshita Mugif Kino Dami. That Mugif is also called, but the doors are closed. Meaning, Mugif means the doors are just closed, they're not locked though. So that's a shalom. If it's only closed, they're not locked. What's the locha? So pshita mugif is kino domi.
That's pretty like the doors are closed, and still the shlom will be possible. The shlom is only kosher if it's a pesach or a moed. Shall a vilon mai? What will be the lacha by a vilon? If you have a curtain hanging there, what will be the din by a vilon? Some Rav Zeir says, "Who atzme nasa ela kepesach." In other words, that it's kosher. The Rashi says the curtain is like a pesach; it's only put there for tznius b'yalma. Therefore, the Meister, the doors are open. It's still cool, like you have a pesach oymayu there, even though there's a curtain there. The curtain there is only for the purpose of tznius, to make it look nice. But it's not cool, like the doors are closed. So that was a lesson of who atzma enasa lekepesach pesuach. Ravad the vilum is cool, like the pesach is open. Goyver my, what's going to be if there's like a hill there? It's a little bit elevated there. In front of the Pesach Oymer, my, what's going to be the locha? Is that considered like it's still open? Because the Meister's doors are open. Whereas says now there's a little hill there, maybe that's considered like it's closed. So Toshma coming here. Titania, we learned. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudhoyna. Shnei Pishposhim, Hoyiv Beisach Lifois. There were two Pishposhim, two like doorways. In the place where they used to hide the knives, the Beisach Lipos, the Graven Shmoina, and they were elevated 8 amas, 8 Shmoina, to the Lahasra Sazel Kulu, the Achilas Kotchim Kadoshim, or the Shkitas Kotchim Kalim, that even though there was a graven with a hill there like, still was Kotchim for the Shkit of Kotchim Kalim, and Tita Kodesh Kadoshim. So my love doesn't mean to say Dika Kamayu Shemayna, that even though it's 8 amas tall, still the Maisa is called like a Pesuach. Because even though there's a graver there, still it's called Kepesuach. So the Maisa says Loi, to Gevoya Ninu Shemayna. That means to say the opening itself was 8 amas tall. That's how high the opening was. Not that there was a graver in front of it, a graver you have no raya what the loch would be. But it means to say the height of the Shnei Pishpushim at these two corners, the doorway there itself was 8 amas tall. So if we have Mariah, what will be the din of a geiver? Lo the gevoya ninu shmoina. They themselves are 8 amas tall. Next we have a question. It says, Kol ha-shorim shoyoshom, all the gates that were there, shom geivim esramama, they're all 20 amas tall. For roichvim esramama, and they're all wide 10 amas. Pishpot year. So how could you tell me here that it was 8 amas tall? It says all the gates were 20 amas tall. So here it doesn't mean the gate in itself was that height, but the Quran said there was the grave in front of it. So where it says no Pishposhim Shani. This Pishposhim here are two sides of the Heichol. They were not really a gate there. Pishposhim Shani here was talk only 8 amas tall. It wasn't the real Shah. The real Shah, the real gateways, were 20 yamas tall. Here these two Pishposhim, Rashi says, Shem Tzachim Ktanim, they were two small gateways. V'yayim Misham Shekhanisim, it wasn't really used to go in and go out. El Lahach Shurei, Bishmol Ba'am, were just to be matched to that place. Therefore here it's enough, it just had to be 8 yamas tall. Then the Chanami, there was no graver there, just it itself was this height. Now the most to ask the question, I really could study him, like how is it possible to make the Shechit again? The price before said, the Shechit of the Kotchim Kalim, you can make anywhere in the Azor. So the picture we have here in Rashi, even though it has to be Pesach or Moed. So the Chura, if you have the Ulam here in the Azor, on the right and the left side, that's where the Shnei Pishposhim are, so Chura, why is it called the Pesach? So the answer is, there's a doorway there. So the question is, till the Tzpedim though, there's sides there, that you cannot see the Pesach HaMoed. So if on the side you cannot see, why is it kosher to make a shechit on the Kotchim column there? Marinces, to my move the Karen Zavi. Senechram, Yat Peshechted, and the Karen Zavi is in the corner. On the corner you can still see the Pesach HaMoed. Okay, the Gemara still is though. But Achure Beisak Aparus Mai, what do you say about the back of the Prechis, the Kodesh Kodeshim? Like in this picture here, in the back of the Kodesh Kodeshim, there's still 11 Amis between there and the Marav side of the Beis HaMikdash. So those 11 Amis there, which is called Achuri of the Azara, that's part of the Azara. So why is it kosher to make it a Shechita for Kodesh and Kalam over there? At the Brachos said, B'chol Makom the Azara is kosher,
I in the back of the kapoilus, like in the back of the proches, you cannot see the Pesach Chol Moed. So my answer is Toshima, I'll ask like this. The Yom Rami Bar Rav Yudu, Omar Rav, Lung Kotun Hoya Achuru Beis HaKapoilus. There was like a little window there. Rashi Kamin Chaloin Pesuach, in back of the kapoilus. Achuru Beis HaKapoilus. Gevoya Shemoina Amos was high 8 Amos. Elahach Shere Sazoro Lachios Kotchum Kalim. There had to be matted to be able to eat the Kotchum Kalim there. On the Shkitas Kotchum Kalim. Final of the that's the Pesach says, Shnayim Lepar Bar. My Lepar Bar. What does it mean Lepar Bar? On the Rabbi Bar Bashelo, command the Yoma, Kalfe Bar, like the saying, Kalfe the Bar, the outside. By kalfei chutz means achur and kokois leecho b'kotchish kadoshim. So chitzin was like a little window there from the yazora that you could see the back also. So for the back you could also still see through the kodesh kadoshim and you could see the pesach ha'imayit. Therefore b'chol mokum the yazora was kosher for the achilo and for the shchita of the kotchim kalm. Om yavidu mashmuel ein chayovi mishum tumo Ela al oirech meyu shmoina v'shevo al oirech meyu shleishim mechamish. Where is the called Yikav Yazor?